With dry conditions, windy and warm weather, the fire danger has been extreme lately. Visiting today with Dr. Rosalind Biggs at OSU about some fire danger prevention, because you and I have seen that this has hit really close to home with lots of farms around, especially western Oklahoma, where it's super, super dry and the wind is blowing that hard. And people are in the middle of calving season, so you've got babies that are hid. How do you kind of get yourself prepared for fire season?
Yeah, we always talk in the spring, right, about emergency preparedness. I wish this year we weren't talking about one of those emergency possibilities being wildfire. And so, you know, we want to think about this, you know, it's easy, I think, when we're dealing with winter emergencies, winter weather, that we prepare for those maybe a little bit better than we do in the spring. So in my mind, we need to be thinking about options of how are we going to deal with it? What are we going to do if we do have a fire, or, you know, if we do get rain, what are you going to do if we suspect we've got alerts that tornadoes are coming through? That's another common example, usually in the spring in Oklahoma. And so we want to have a plan. And you know, that is, we talk a lot about that for our personal, you know, personal family, like what are you gonna do when the emergency comes? But we want to be thinking about how are we going to deal with that emergency? Are we going to be able to transport animals? Are we going to have extra hay and feed available? If the electricity goes out, how are we going to deal with that? We want to have a plan, and then we want to be able to respond as best we can. And it's, you know, I get it. It's calving season. For many people, you're kind of busy, right? And so these things are, hopefully we don't have to deal with it, but we want to have a plan. One of the big things, you know, as we're dealing with, there's certain government programs that can come in after these kind of wildfires, for instance. One of the things that can run in, you can run into problems for, as a producer, if you're unfortunately have to deal with that, is having verifiable animal records. A good verifiable record, for instance, you had so many cows that were pregged by the veterinarian. You know, another component I'll tell you from my emergency response experience is animal identification. And although I talk a lot about cows, I deal with other species too. And having been a responder during tornadoes, I would encourage you to have a plan, of course, but also have animal identification if you on those animals in order to be able to say, if you have losses, in fact, yes, that is the animal that belonged to me and that was lost. Those are challenging situations. And particularly when we're dealing with horses, those can be tough ones. If we don't have ID on those horses to tell an owner, yes, you lost them, or get them back to the right folks.
Absolutely. We've been watching, you know, Jimmy Taylor's fire out in western Oklahoma, and they've had to move so many cows and calves just off so many different places. So when you're trying to do those kinds of things, is there anything you can do as a producer? Like, do you have gates at two different ends or, you know, ways that you can move them quickly?
Well, you know, it's all individual operation specific. You know, I was visiting with a veterinarian the other day that had a fire near their clinic. Most veterinary practices don't have the capabilities to evacuate easily. This veterinarian was prepared though, called clients and said, hey, we need some help getting cattle out of here. And we're talking quite a few in a quick time frame and within an hour, thanks to the generosity of clients and frankly, the great things that go with being in agriculture in Oklahoma. They had moved all the cattle that were potentially in harm's way and got them off site. But it's something, again, we want to think about how are we going to do that? And or if we lose a pasture, what are our capabilities of holding cattle in a certain situation? And how long can we do it? So, you know, it's always when I talk about fence design, even for myself, always wish maybe I would have done it a little bit different way. But thinking about how cattle flow and best options of bringing animals together, that's that's what we're talking about here in order to be able to respond.
And then just being so thankful for those volunteer firefighters and your good neighbors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the we've had fire on our place in Chickasha before, thanks to the Naples Volunteer Fire Department and other units in the area. The Friend Volunteer Fire Department isn't very far from there either. And so, you know, make sure you get those dues paid if that is applicable to you. I'm talking probably a little bit out of my space, but from personal experience, make sure you get those dues paid and support those volunteer firefighters, because, you know, they're out there. It's volunteer for a reason. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do and to support their neighbors.
Man, just so many challenges facing producers right now. So just really good things to keep in mind. Thank you so much for visiting with us, Dr. Biggs.
Hey, thanks for having me. We will continue to pray for rain.
Absolutely.